Now we are at section A, which is measures 5 through 20, and here are its first four measures, which of course will be 5, 6, 7, and 8. So you probably noticed that the left hand is almost exactly the same thing we did in the intro. We're just now adding some arpeggios in the right hand. So the first thing we have in the right hand is this. So this is based around a D minor chord. Right hand, this is the A above middle C with finger 1, D above that with finger 3, F above that with finger 5. We will start though with the fifth finger. We'll go fifth, then down to the A, up to the D, and then we hit the F again. Then we do all of that again. So another F, A, D, F, another one, and then one more. That will give us four, and that will make up measure one. So for the right hand, measure one is. Now the left hand will play what we played in the intro. So it starts on that D below middle C with finger 5. This will hit when the right hand plays that first F under its fifth. Sustain pedal up and down. Then right hand play the A. When you play the D, this is where the left hand will play the A below middle C with its second. And then right hand play the F under your fifth. Then right hand will play the F again. This is where the left hand will play the D above middle C with finger 1. Next, right hand play the A under your first finger. Come back to the D. This is where the left hand will play the A below middle C with its third. Then right hand play the F under your fifth. Then right hand will play the F again. This is where the left hand plays the E above middle C. Then right hand play the A under your first. Back up to the D under your third. This is where the left hand plays the A below middle C. Then right hand play the F under your fifth again. Then right hand, you'll play the F again under your fifth. This is where the left hand plays the F above middle C. Then right hand plays A under your first. Then you go to the D with your third. This is where the left hand plays the A under its third again. And then right hand play the F under your fifth. That's the first measure. For the second measure, the right hand will keep the F under the fifth, but under the first finger will be the note B flat. So that's the B flat above middle C. I'm using my first finger, and then we'll also play the D above that with your third. Now, if it's too difficult on your keyboard to play these D's and F's this high on the white keys, you can shift over to fingers 2 and 4, and they're probably a stronger finger. Different piano actions have different tension that high up on the white keys, but we're wanting the same pattern we had in measure 1. So that would be F, B flat, D, F, F, B flat, D, F, F, B flat, D, F, F, B flat, D, F. So four sets of the same thing. When we start this first set, this is where the left hand will play the B flat 2 below middle C with the fifth. So that hits with the right hand's F, pedal up and down. Then right hand play the B flat under your first. When you go to the D under your third, this is where the left hand will play the F below middle C with its second. Then right hand play the F under your fifth. We'll play the F again. This is where the left hand will play the D above middle C with its first. Then right hand go to the B flat. Then you go to the D. This is where left hand plays the B flat below middle C with the third. And then right hand play the F under your fifth. We'll play that F again. This is where left hand plays the E above middle C with its first. Then right hand play the B flat under your first. Go to the D. This is where left hand plays the B flat under its third. Right hand play the F under your fifth again. Then we'll strike that again while the left hand plays the F above middle C. Then right hand play the B flat under your first. Go to the D under your third. This is where left hand plays the B flat under its third. And then right hand play the F under your fifth. And that's measures 5 and 6. Now let's take a look at 7 and 8 by themselves.